Our Lord gave here, I think, a parable today for that very thing. Listen to it. He spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully, and he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? And notice the emphasis on I. This man had a bad case of perpendicular I-itis. What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns, and I will build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. This man, see, had gathered up no treasure in heaven. Everything he'd done to accumulate something down here. And what a sorry thing it was. This is the picture that someone else has given into this universe, and why, not knowing, nor whence, like water willy-nilly flowing, and out of it as wind along the waste, I know not whither, willy-nilly blowing. That's the way some people are living today. This is again expressed in this epitaph. It says, here lies John Racket in his wooden jacket. He kept neither horses nor mules. He lived like a hog. He died like a dog and left all his money to fools. Our Lord called this man a fool. And yet, notice what kind of a man he was, apparently. He gave him this horrendous title, but to all outward appearances, he was a good man. He was a law-abiding citizen. He was a good neighbor. He was a fine family man. He was above suspicion. He was living the good life in suburbia in the best residential area of the city. He was not a wicked man, not a member of the mafia. He was not in crooked politics. He was not engaged in a shady business. He was not an alcoholic. He was not keeping a woman on the side. Why, this man seems to be all right, yet our Lord called him a fool. Why? Because he gave all of his thought to this matter of selfishness, of covetousness. I had a little tea party this afternoon at 3. It was very small, 3 guests in all, just I, myself, and me. Myself ate all the sandwiches, while I drank up the tea. 'Twas also I who ate the pie and passed the cake to me. That's the way a lot of folk live today, is it not? May I say to you, friends, that this is one of the most pungent paragraphs you'll find in the Word of God. Our Lord said about this man here, you know, this is the philosophy of the unbeliever today. Eat, drink, and be merry. For tomorrow we die. And our Lord said, that's the problem. That's what makes you a fool. You're living as if this life is all, and you're living just for self. You don't know that there's something beyond death. And our Lord made that very clear in this parable.